Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We have leads left that we got to get to, and we'll get to them momentarily. And then at 7:20, it is They Said It, and we will go back and forth on what was said yesterday, including what Pedro Martinez said about the issue that he has with David Ortiz and what David Ortiz said about Ralphie upon the departure of Ralphie. Curtis, how does text for you during the break? How, what, if anything, does the $10 billion forthcoming sale of the Lakers say about the conspiracy about the Luka trade? A texter wanted to know if there's anything to that.
I guess maybe sweetened the pot, made the roster better so that they'd get the $10 billion so that the franchise coming from Vegas make it a bigger initial offer.
Yeah. I mean, if you get $10 billion for the Lakers, wow. $6 billion for the Celtics, what does that make that Vegas franchise worth? At least $8 billion, probably, right? Yeah. Split the difference in the middle there, I would assume.
Yeah.
It is just, it's incredible. The reason is it's the only live event anybody watches anymore. Literally, there was a study came out this week, Greg, that now more Americans consume their TV through streaming than by actual cable or any other way.
True.
And that is the big money now is trying to get Netflix and Apple TV and all Paramount, whatever that crap thing is. Like, this is
Wiggy tunes in for the live season finale of Hip Hop Hot Tub Island.
Right. Loving Hip Hop and the reunions.
But other than that, you're right. I mean, what do you watch anything live? Like anything that you have to watch, that you have to be there for on, I mean.
I watched the Verdict Live.
Huh?
I watched the Verdict Live. Yeah. That was probably, other than sports, that's the only thing I've watched live.
Yeah. No, you're right about that, Curtis.
So that's why the value is there. But I would also say you're going to see a lot of families that are like the buses that own these teams that get out now.
Yeah, but Wiggy brought up during the break that this Mark Walter owns the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Like, where is that money coming from? I truly can't imagine having that much money where you're able to own the Dodgers and then spend $10 billion.
What do you mean, where is that money coming from?
I said they owned the Dodgers when I said the story.
He's like a billionaire.
I'm asking you, do you know what his background is?
Well, he's from Chicago.
I want to know how billionaires make their money. I'm fascinated by that.
Well, I mean,
I think a lot of people are.
They're fascinated by how billionaires make their money.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm assuming it's probably business.
I would love to know.
He grew up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Grew up a Chicago Cubs fan. Went to Creighton, so.
He studied
accounting.
Okay, that tells me nothing. So I would like to know. I'll do some research, I guess. I think that if you were to ask a lot of people, now knowing that he owns two massive franchises and now basically is the owner of Los Angeles, I bet a lot of people would like to know how somebody can become that successful. I believe there's a lot of podcasts about like how I made this, you know? Right. People find that fascinating.
Right. To be fair, there's a podcast for everything.
Yes.
Shut up.
Investment manager, it says.
We're speaking a different language today, and that's fine. I'm going to keep doing me.
You mean you and all of us are
No,
just,
me and Wiggy are always on the same page. Yeah, me and you, I don't know. You're giggling at me. You're looking to get me today.
Okay, well, I'm not. How am I looking to get you?
Well, you didn't like the foreigners take, and then you didn't like this one, which is fine.
I don't.
Which
foreigners
is fine.
Rejoin?
Huh?
Foreigners rejoin?
No, I literally did that.
Listen, if you are here to tell me what they say on Pardon My Take, then I'm here for it.
Well, don't talk about what other people... I thought that was interesting. And what if down the road, all of a sudden, the Patriots, Robert Kraft dies and Jonathan sells to the Saudis? That would be crazy.
I would just ask that question. I'd do it in 30 seconds. Say, hey, I was thinking about this and... Here's a question I have.
I'm chatty today. I wanted to take my time. Yeah.
He was heavily involved in the insurance industry, so maybe that's where
Would it be, if I go tonight, could I just go now and
the dip withdrawals.
I'll let the teeth go, and then they can just do their thing.
I'm just trying to answer some questions for
him. I like that. Thank you, Wiggy.
Appreciates it.
Insurance, there's a lot of money in the insurance industry.
So Courtney asks a question, then you Google it, and then give her the answer on the show. That's
Thank
great
you.
Radio.
I like
really,
it.
It's fantastic.
That's what Google's
And
for.
Then I say something and get told
Courtney
to shut
says,
up.
I'm glad. I'd love to find
I don't
out
talk
how this
like
man
that.
Has
Thank
money.
You.
And then Wiggy goes, hold on, let me Google it for you. And then he comes back
Greg,
5 minutes
because
and gives
you are
the answer.
Rich, not everybody else is.
I'm not
so
rich.
I find it interesting how people get rich. I would like to become rich.
I think that's a great question. Yeah. I just don't know if this is the time or the place for it.
We're
that's
talking
all.
About him.
Yes, I guess so. All right. Is that your lead?
No.
Oh, okay.
My lead this morning is about Devers.
Okay.
And we asked the question about the shopping around. Craig Breslow didn't like that we called it shopping around, but he said that he talked to, he did his due diligence. Mm-hmm. Curtis, I believe you and I thought it was interesting because we thought that there would be plenty of people that would be interested in Rafael Devers and not just the San Francisco Giants. Right. It may actually be the opposite because Buster Olney talked on his podcast. I know Greg doesn't like when I talk about other people's podcasts, but he talked about the fact that other MLB teams did not like how Rafi was handling this season. We can hear a little bit from Buster Olney.
Fans in Boston are not critical of Devers and how he handled things within this sport. People with other teams are appalled at how he handled that. I had one person say to me, look, the team's handling of this on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being bad, was a 6. This person said, Devers, it was a 10 out of 10 and how badly he handled this. He goes to a new team, Tim, and when at some point Buster Posey, Bob Melvin sit down with him and they talk about what to do, now that he's gone through it once, I hope the next time he said, yeah, I'll go take ground balls at first base.
Yeah, so I think that actually Craig Breslow may have been correct. Mm-hmm. We may not be giving Craig Breslow enough credit that maybe there wasn't the interest in Rafael Devers because of the diva status, because of the way he handled this entire thing. So it seemed like other people around the league were not fond of Rafi Devers during this time.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting.
All right. We are going to take a break, and we will get to a lead from Wiggy. Any kind of a tease for your lead, Wiggy?
Let's see. I'm baseball related, so the best tease I can give is I think the Red Sox are going to do something that no one expects them to do.
Okay, excellent. We will get to the rest of today's leads coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.